Well, actually, relatively speaking, Florida ranks pretty high. Even though our score deteriorated a little bit on achievement, Florida ranked 7th in the nation in terms of achievement. It ranks at the top of the list for equity of spending across school districts, and it ranks up at the top for accountability. Florida tests, and Florida ranks very high for accountability. And overall, we have made progress over the last decade. We have had very high scores for accountability because of our testing regime, and we have improved our achievement over the last 10 years. And we do that at a relatively modest level of funding. We rank in the middle of the pack or below the middle in funding consistently. So even with this proposed increase in educational funding, as welcome as it will be, Florida will still rank well below the national average for funding. So it's a pretty interesting message. That is, we are achieving fairly good results at high levels of equity with very modest levels of funding.
Starting with accountability, because that is a hot topic. It's controversial, the testing and tying teachers' pay to students' test scores. Are you saying that there are measurable positive results from this, or at least partially from this accountability system that we have in Florida?
I certainly believe there are. As an economist, of course, I believe in incentives. So when we set goals and when we set testing requirements and we tie pay and resources to the achievement of those requirements, then the system moves to try to achieve them. It's just natural human behavior, as difficult as it may be. But the reality is, since we started to really start testing on more than a decade ago in Florida, our achievement levels have improved significantly. And that, I believe, is in part because we are checking. And it's also critically important to have measures of achievement, Nicole, because otherwise we can't maintain the political support for education spending. Most families in Florida do not have children in schools. And so it's important that taxpayers believe that the system is accountable and that it is producing good results with the monies that are provided to it. No matter how flawed the measurement system may or may not be, and all systems will have their weakness, the fact that we set goals and that we measure as best we can provides the incentives to the system to be able to produce the result and also allows us to then say this system is accountable for the funds that are provided to it. And that's why it's so important both for the education system and the students and the teachers on the one hand and also for the taxpayers and politicians on the other hand in order to maintain $18 to $20 billion worth of spending.
Now, Hank, this seems to be contrary to what people think about Florida education. The consensus seems to be Florida doesn't do that well.
I think that comes from two things. In the past, that was probably true, that our achievement levels weren't very good. And also, we tend to spend much less per student than the national average. We still spend below the national average per student. We're at $7,000. The national average is north of $11,000 per student. So we historically spend less. And so people have correlated that to achievement. But what has happened over the last decade is that we have started to test and set goals, and our achievement levels have improved significantly. So even though we spend less than the national average, we actually achieve better than the national average. And it's that improvement over the last decade that has sort of gotten lost in the discussion about spending levels.
What do you think is behind that?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think there's always resistance to testing, and testing, like anything else, can go too far, perhaps. And so there were concerns about that. I think there were also concerns about trying to increase the spending level and improve our achievement further. Fact of the matter is, the overall U.S. achievement, the average for the nation, isn't all that great. And so we're doing relatively well on average compared to an average that isn't all that high. So there's always the opportunity to do better. We have not done a very good job in this state or in this nation in using all of the improvements in technology in order to further improve our achievements, not only compared to the United States, but compared to the global competition that our Floridian students will face.
So what's the takeaway here?
The takeaway is that contrary to most popular opinion, Florida's educational system produces achievement levels that are above average at funding levels that are less than the national average. So we're doing pretty good in Florida.